Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. As usual, I'm your host, Cody. Today, we're starting a new month, which means there's a new theme. This month's theme is going to be in honor of a brand new show that just started last Friday. It's on Amazon Prime. It is called Good Omens. It is based on a book by two people. One I'm focusing more on this month, but the two people are Terry Pratchett, and Neil Gaiman. I'm going to be talking about Neil Gaiman stuff mainly because I haven't read any other Terry stuff. Can't really go too depth into his books because I haven't read them. So Neil Gaiman has written several novels. He's written a ton of comic books. He has created some of the best characters in the world. He has done a bunch of short fiction and poetry that you can get. One this month will be about, it's not really considered short fiction. It's a collection, anthology book, I should really say. But I'll get to that when I get to it. Neil Gaiman, if you don't know who Neil Gaiman is, Neil Gaiman is he's English. Yeah, I mean, that's it. You've most likely seen or heard of some of his stuff throughout your being on Earth, different things. He has quite a bunch of different properties from his comic books as well as his novels that have made their way to the small screen as well as the big screen. His bibliography, I guess you could really say. Whoops, that's the wrong page. I don't know what I'm doing. And then I'll point out what what's been made into other things.
The books that I'm talking about this month of his are today is going to be Good Omens. Next week is going to be Neverwhere. Then I'm going to do American Gods. And then I'm going to do Norse mythology, which I'll go over in more detail, obviously, in that week. There is a lot of things, again, so you may know him from his novels that have been turned into different things. So right now, like I said, Good Omens just came out on Amazon Prime, and I will talk about the television show in a little bit when we get to the nuts and bolts of that. Other things, so here in the wide world, you have Stardust, which was turned into a movie in the early 2000s, right? I want to say. Is it 2000-something? It was written, it was written in... The book itself was written in 1997. The film came out in 2007, so, you know, mere 10 years later. The movie, I saw it once. I think it was good. I don't know. I didn't watch it again since. But it had future Daredevil actor Charlie Cox in it. You had Sienna Miller, Claire Danes, Mark Strong is one of my favorites. Robert De Niro's in it. Michelle Pfeiffer is in it. Peter O'Toole was in it. Ricky Gervais was in it. Rupert Everett was in it.
Jason Fleming was in it. It was narrated by Ian McCollum. So a lot of big names involved in it. And if I remember correctly, I think I liked it. But it's been a long time since I've seen it. So, but anyways, that's another tale for another day. His most well-known outside of anything is going to be Coraline. Coraline, of course, was turned into an animated feature by the Leica company. If you don't know who that is, they do stop motion. It's 3D stop motion, really. In the Canon. Oh, and they've made so many different things. The Coraline is one of his. I think one of their. I still think to this day one of their most popular movies they've made. So they made Coraline, Paranorman, The Box Trolls, Kubo and the Two Swords, and then just most recently Missing Link. A smattering of other things, but those are the big ones. Where did it go? They are the ones, I want to say, Leica also worked on The Corpse Bride. Is that right? That might be a lie. I think... I want to say one of the guy who started the company started on, I think it was Corpse Bride. Maybe not. I can't find it where it's at. I know they have a tie to, Tim Burton and a couple other things, in the stop motion world. But I don't think I remember what they are, and that's terrible, but we're not talking about that today. But anyways, Coraline is a amazing stop motion. I've not read the actual book, so can't really tell you too much about it. But I tend to read it. It's on my list to read. So that would be this most, I would say most well-known thing. And then he has Neverwhere, which I'll be talking about next week, was actually a screenplay that he wrote for the BBC and then adapted it into a novel, I want to say. I can't remember. I can't remember which way it went. I don't remember if it was... It was, yeah, okay, it was, right. So it is the companion novelization written by Neil Gaiman of the television serial Neverwhere by Gaiman and Larry Henry. And then he had a sequel that came out later, short stories. I should have done more research. I'm not going to talk about it next week, so it doesn't matter. And then that's... his biggest ones, I would think. And then American Gods, which I will talk about at the end of the month, or in 2 weeks. But more on that when we get there. So Neil Gaiman, comic book-wise, and also TV-wise, he's the creator of a character in a world, basically, called Sandman. The Sandman is a large spanning world from the Vertigo line of books, an imprint of DC. But he has done so many issues. I can't even imagine. I don't even know the actual number of them. But the reason I bring it up, besides the fact it was Neil Gaiman, they spun off one of the side characters to a TV show from a book that he wrote coming out of the pages of Sandman called Lucifer. Lucifer ran for 3 seasons on Fox, then was canceled and then brought back just recently for a 4th season on Netflix. And I think it's, Well, I want to say it's actually doing really well, I think. But I know that people were so angry. So angry when it came to the cancellation from Fox, that they did crazy petitions and like flew a plane with a banner that said Save Lucifer, which is fucking insane to have on anything, around, I want to say it's the Netflix headquarters or something like that. I read a little bit about it. But I mean, it was just madness, for this. And, but yeah, so anyways, that's on the TVs as well. So you may know that from, pages of Sandman, but he's worked on all sorts of books, other than his own. He's worked at Marvel. He's worked at Image, Eclipse, which is a now defunct one, Calibre, which is now defunct as well. I want to say, has he done any Image work? I don't think he has. A lot of UK stuff with 2000 AD. He worked on Judge Dredd. Well, I'd say he worked on, I think, one book. A couple other things, too, in there. But his big stuff was the Sandman stuff at Vertigo / DC, or DC / Vertigo. I'm not too sure how to actually say that. Now they're back. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But he's a pretty cool guy. So Good Omens. Go over a little bit what it's about. So, it is about two angels, I should say, a fallen angel, so a demon, and an angel who become unlikely, well, let's say best friends, and throughout their time together have crossed paths, helped each other, air quotes, thwarted each other, but it comes down to the fact that Armageddon, has come to a fold, and Crowley, who is his name now, a demon, who originally was named Crowley, doesn't matter, he is the demon that tempted Eve in the garden of the garden to eat the apple, Garden of Eden. He tempted Eve to eat the apple, causing the ability to free will. And I mean, if you've read the Bible, you know what that is. Anyways, and so he used that, and then okay, I'm back. Sorry, some technical difficulties there. Anyhow, so Crowley, and Aziraphale, the angel, were both at the Garden of Eden. Aziraphale was was supposed to guard the east and east side of the Garden of Eden, the walled garden. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to go through all the details. So basically, throughout the centuries, they've done things and they've become accustomed being on Earth. Well, the day comes when Crowley gets the call from down below to deliver the Antichrist and to hide it and take its place amongst the humans to flourish until his 11th birthday, when he will then bring upon the apocalypse or end times. So in this whole thing is, the whole premise of it, and I'm not gonna go through the whole thing, like I said. Crowley and Aziraphale don't want the end to happen. One is, it's destiny that heaven will win the battle that is the apocalypse, And when it does that, Earth will die, all the humans will die, and it'll just be heaven, and then that's how it'll go from there. Well, Crawley doesn't want that to happen because he doesn't want to leave Earth. He doesn't want to lose Earth. But then he knows that Aziraphale has become very accustomed to certain things. He loves books and old classic music, and he's a huge foodie, loves food. So he essentially, not tricks him, but essentially just sways him to believe that, hey, there doesn't have to be a winner, per se. We can make this even. And if the Antichrist never comes to power, the apocalypse never happens. Well, they try to trip it up, but they don't do it right because of some other phallus by some other people that caused the Antichrist to be given to the wrong family instead of the family it was supposed to go to, that would have laid the plans for him being in a place of power. So stuff goes down, and it's all these different casts of ridiculous characters. There's the witch hunters. There is the Agnes Nutter, I believe his name is, who is the only person in history that was able to. Agnes Nutter is their name. She is the only one who's accurately predicted anything in her writings. So she's like Nostradamus, where they foretold certain things. She does it in this weird way where she writes stuff and it's, you have to think about what it is, but the problem is she writes in a way where you end up finding that that it comes true only after the fact. But if you're reading it and you study it properly, you can tell when and how things are supposed to play out. There's a thing in it about buying Apple at the right time. And so you could literally get a windfall because you bought into Apple. Other things like that. But the Four Horsemen are in it. All sorts of craziness that goes on in it. It's a really fun book. And it's, again, it's written in part by Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman. It's very English, so go in knowing that. So there's a lot of English language. It takes place mainly in England. Throughout history, it goes different places, but the main story takes place in and around England. Well, I should say around. It's in England, just different parts of England. As for the TV show is packed with huge names from across the board. David Tennant, Michael Sheen, John Hamm, Francis McDermott, Jack Whitehall, Michael McKenan, Nick Offerman. I'm trying to see some other names in here. There's a lot of people you'll recognize because you may not know the names of. I think that's all. David Morrissey. If you don't know, that's the dude from Walking Dead who played the governor. Let's see who other big names are in this one that pop up. Benedict Cumberbatch. Does the voice of Satan, which is hilarious. I think that's all the big names that everyone may know. I think that's really it for that. But it's a 6-episode miniseries on Amazon Prime. I think it's really fun if you read the book and then watch the show, because the show does a very good job of keeping very true to the book and its ridiculousness, which I didn't know really could happen. It's mainly because in this, one of the first times Neil Gaiman has really stepped into being involved heavily in it. So he's not just executive producing it. He's also one of the showrunners, I want to say, but he wrote the actual screenplays for the show. So he's going to definitely keep it true. And I want to say he helped create the show. He's a showrunner, wrote it, executive produced it, cameoed in one of the episodes. And he was even very heavily in like the production of it too. I want to say, if I remember reading correctly. But it's cool because it's all six episodes are directed by the same gentleman, Douglas McCannon, who's done a lot of different things. He's done Doctor Who. He's done a smattering of those throughout the years. He worked with Tennant on Doctor Who. He worked on the Sherlock Holmes movie, or Sherlock movie from 2016 called the Abominable Bride, which is fantastic. He did a couple episodes of the show Outlander on Stars. He's done a couple episodes of Nightfall. But what the reason I bring that up is because it's a lot of times with TV shows, there's a lot of different people's hands and artists going in and out of it. This one, all six episodes directed by the same guy, all six episodes written by the same guy. And it's you can tell because they really bring a passion to it. And it has that quirkiness that is beloved in the book. And it's so well done. And I couldn't imagine anybody but David Tennant and Michael Sheen playing Crowley and Aziraphale. And the kid who's playing Adam Young, the Antichrist, spoiler alert. Not really spoiler, they tell you right away. He's actually pretty good. John Hamm's pretty funny in it. He plays Gabriel, the Archangel. Frances McDormand is the voice of God. She also narrates the show. Very Hitchhikers to the Galaxy type thing. If you've ever seen that movie or read that book, there's a lot of Douglas Adams type stuff in here. But the detail they have in the book is definitely not lost in the show, and I think it's very well done so far. I'm three episodes in, so I have three more left, and it's so good so far. And I dig it so much. And I'm so happy they're doing such a good job at it. But yeah, that's it for this week's episode. Tune in next week when I go over Neverwhere, which will be an interesting thing to talk about because it is a pretty weird fucking book, but it is a fun book to read. But anyhow, that's it for this week's episode, everybody. There's something I want to talk about, but I'm going to save it for another time because I'm going to do a Joe Hill month soonish, I think. Because I could have done it this month because of Nosferatu, but I think I'll wait. I may be doing it next month. I'm not too sure just yet. But anyways, that's it for this week's episode of The Awesome Cody. We were talking about Neil Gaiman, which we'll be talking about all month. Today we're talking about Good Omens. Next week, tune back in. We'll talk about Neverwhere. And yeah, as usual, at the end of this show, I like to say, let's be awesome.